writings by Buffy St. Marie, Rigoberta Menchu, and even William Shakespeare were banned from Tucson, Arizona classrooms last week. The Tucson Unified School District Board voted 4-1 last Tuesday to allow at least 50 works, including some art pieces, to be swept from schools in order to comply with a 2010 state law that prohibits ethnic studies courses. Tucson Unified was targeted by Arizona State Superintendent of Public Instructions, John Huppenthal, last June. Huppenthal said if the district did not remove material in violation of the law, it would lose 10% of its monthly budget. Many of the works now piled in storage are by writers of Mexican and Native American descent. Winona LaDuke's To the Women of the World, Our Future, Our Responsibility was confiscated from classrooms, as well as Sherman Alexie's Ten Little Indians. Long-respected textbooks now banned include the two-decades-old Rethinking Columbus, The Next 500 Years, and Paulo Freire's celebrated work Pedagogy of the Oppressed. One Arizona teacher told The Wall Street Journal that Shakespeare's The Tempest was banned because, quote, the likelihood of avoiding discussions of colonization, enslavement, and racism were remote. Leslie Marmon Silko's work, which is a part of a novel with a poem called Ceremony, is another banned work, and it's a tribute to the importance of storytelling. Poignantly, it includes this passage, quote, their evil is mighty, but it can't stand up to our stories, so they try to destroy the stories, lest the stories be confused or forgotten. Robert Rodriguez is my guest. He's an assistant professor at the University of Arizona and a member of the Mexican American Studies Tucson Unified School District Community Advisory Board. He's the author of two banned books, Justice, A Question of Race, and The X in La Raza. Welcome to Uprising, Roberto.
Good morning.
Thanks so much for joining us. Well, first, listeners may be unaware, and Americans at large may be unaware, that this is happening in Tucson, Arizona. Arizona has generally, however, been the front line of so much sort of institutionalized racism, particularly against Latinos and Mexican Americans. How significant is what is happening in Tucson Unified? You are probably not surprised, because this is something that has been in the works since 2010.
Actually, since 2006. Yeah, you're right. It's not a surprise. What is really happening here is Tom Horn, the predecessor to John Huppenthal, has labeled it a civilizational war. And he set out to ban ethnic studies beginning in 2006, and it's been ongoing. Because the hostilities in Arizona are so intense, most people have only known about the immigration issues, which are intense and severe. But at the same time, this other issue has been percolating all this time, and it just now came to a head. Students have run from Tucson to Phoenix, have marched, have run, have protested, have had vigils, and on and on and on, to no avail. And finally, a board. You know, I outright call them an apartheid board. You know, they voted to ban the teaching of Mexican American studies. Now, they're fancy with words. Just, you know, all we have to do is read Orwell, and we'll know exactly what they're doing, because they're saying that it's not banned, it's simply suspended, and the books are not really banned, they're being stored, you know, things of that nature. It's really, wow. It's, you know, I've read about this my whole life. In fact, I would have compared, not even to, say, the McCarthy hearings, that era, but literally an inquisition. I attended the hearings in which these books were on trial, including my own. Posters were on trial. There's a famous poster where an Aztec is pointing a finger saying, who's the pilgrim, alien? Mm. And that's been on the in classrooms in the district. And that itself was on trial. I mean, it's like mind control. I could not believe my eyes, my ears, et cetera. But again, it's not a surprise. It's just that it's the media has taken a little while to find out about it. A lot of censorship behind this.
So essentially, the school board, in order to not lose 10% of its monthly budget, have succumbed to this state law. Could they have stood up to the state?
Absolutely. This could have gone all the way to the Supreme Court. You see, one of the things to remember is that amidst all this hatred in Arizona, that this law was a genius. It was designed not to ban the program per se in terms of the way it was written, but rather it was designed, it was economic sanctions. And we, I think we all know that economic sanctions are a tool of war. So economic sanctions are being waged upon people here in Arizona the way it's being waged in Iran.
So this is a statewide law. Is Tucson the only unified school district that has complied so far? What's happening with other school districts in Arizona?
Well, see, that's the tragedy, is that this law was created simply to eliminate the MAS program in Tucson.
Mexican-American Studies.
Mm-hmm. Yes, but the tragedy is that if another administrator comes along and says, well, I want to eliminate women's studies, or I want to eliminate whatever studies they want, they can't, because the law is there and it exists. See, it's going to be challenged all the way to the Supreme Court if necessary, but a lot of us are also mounting campaigns to the OAS and the United Nations. Because, see, we've studied this both SB 1070 and HB 2281, and we are of the firm belief that these measures are in complete violation of at least 9 international human rights treaties and conventions. We don't refer to them as laws because it would be undignified to accept them as laws. What they are is simply attempts to take the dignity, the humanity of peoples here in Arizona. And what I would like to remind everybody is that this is, while the attack is specific to Mexican-American studies, you know, every educator should be concerned. Because the moment that we start making Swiss cheese out of what students can learn or what can be taught, then we've destroyed the very concept of education. You know, it should be the inquiry of the world, of the universe, you know, what's around us. So to be told that this is out and this is in, we've destroyed that. Hmm. And of course, not we, but the board and the state.
Roberto Rodriguez, you wrote an article called Arizona School Officials Caught on Tape Urinating on Mexican Students, alluding to the recent scandalous video of U.S. Marines urinating on Afghan corpses that has raised a lot of attention, that has gotten a lot of national and international attention. And these 4 Marines now are being investigated and likely may be criminally prosecuted. Why do you bring this up? Why is this analogy apt?
Well, it's not unusual for journalists or columnists to take one story and write off of it, so to speak. Now, I was not unclear. You know, the word urinating is in quotes, and mm-hmm. on first mention, it says metaphorically. Mm-hmm. So I think 99.99% of people would know that this is an analogy. And what I'm even actually saying is this is worse than urinating on our community, because as I've told you, this has been going on since 2006. It's a civilizational war where we are told that we are less than human. Our history, our culture, our memories, they're not valid. You see, all of this has, when I mentioned the Inquisition, there's another concept called the Reducción. The whole objective was to kill the Indian and create a Christian in its place. American Indians are very familiar with this concept of the boarding school. Mm-hmm. That's what this is about. We've been told, see, the original idea was that the peoples here were not human and that they prayed to the devil and on and on and on. I mean, we're literally living that right now to this day. So that when kids are being told that they're less than human and their culture is not valid, I mean, urinating would probably be a compliment. You know, this is how bad it is in Arizona. It's everything that you think and worse.
And it just seems like it's very much specifically taking issue with young people learning about the real history of this country. Mexican-American studies teachers have been told to stay away from any courses where, quote, race, ethnicity, and oppression are central themes.
It's beyond that. You see, it's the concept of Western civilization. Hmm. See, the kids are taught 3 concepts. It's called Imlakesh, Panchave, and Unabku. You know, it's a maíz-based philosophy, literally thousands of years old, and does not emanate from Western civilization, from Greco-Roman culture. Imlakesh means you are my other self. Panchave is to seek the root of the truth, and Unabku, roughly translated, it would be the equivalent of the architect of the universe. So they're taught that, no, just like all peoples around the world, everyone had an explanation for the universe. And so they're being taught that they're not unhuman, that they're not less than human. They're just like everybody else. And for that's what this is about. They Mr. Horn, went to the Heritage Foundation and spoke to this topic. They don't want... See, in fact, I'm not sure if you know this, but this is an incredibly highly successful program. Almost 100% of students graduate from the high schools, and about over 70% go to college. Nationally, the dropout rates are over 50% for people of color, Latino especially.
And why is it that? Why does it have so much success?
Precisely because, and then there's a lot of research about this, that if the students are taught material that is familiar to them, and also if it's taught by people familiar to them, that equals success, and it's proven. Now, it just happens that these programs are open to everyone, and they're not only taught by Mexican or Mexican-American teachers. Again, we have excellent examples of people of all cultures that take these classes or teach them. But in the end, again, incredible success rate. Mr. Horn and Hoopenthal have been told about, and they know about these successes, and they say it doesn't matter what the success rate is. The thing is, they're not being taught Western civilization.
And so perhaps it is just that, the success rate, that worries them.
Precisely, because it's the old adage from Texas about what happens if you educate the Mexicans, and who's going to pick the crops. It's the same mentality. Hmm. I think that freaks them out. That's where the whole thing about migration is related. See, migrants are welcome in this country to work and work for little. You don't want them educated. That's what this is about. It's part of a much broader attack. I don't think I have to remind your listeners about the attacks that and what Arizona's been living probably since forever.
And the list of banned books that are about 50 perhaps includes Sandra Cisneros' The House on Mango Street, Jimmy Santiago Baca's Black Mesa Poems, as well as authors like Henry David Thoreau, the book like Water for Chocolate. Does this not amount to a severe impact on just the overall education of young children, of young people and high school students and others in Arizona?
That's why I was saying that. This is an attack on all education. Mm. The very fabric of education is under threat here. Now, again, if you start to read their press releases, they're going to tell you there are no banned books.
Right.
And they won't even claim that they're confiscated. They're just banished. But I've given it a term. Now, they're undocumented books, apparently. It's ironic how the opposition manages to equate the two. So they're saying, well, they're just trying to teach illegal aliens, And it's like, what? But that's the mentality here. And so to me, it's like now, so if we don't have banned books, then they're undocumented.
Well, finally, Roberto Rodriguez, what do you want to happen? How do you see the path between here and reclaiming these courses and these books, either within Arizona itself or even, any sort of national effort?
Well, several things. One, I know as a local community, or at least state community, professors, educators from throughout the state, we're going to be teaching outdoors beginning January 24th, but then after that, probably every Saturday, alternating from whether it's Horn's office or the state capitol or the state building or TUSD headquarters, and we'll teach what is... See, one of the things that's amazing is that all the opposition will say, we love your culture, we love your history, and your tacos, too. We love all of that. Just keep it at home, And so we're saying, no, we already did that. And that's what the whole point of ethnic studies and women's studies, all of that, that was a result of people telling us for hundreds of years to keep everything at home. So ethnic studies represents that, no, we're not keeping it at home anymore. And so we're going to go back to that. If it takes 2 years to go to the Supreme Court, we'll do that. That is, we'll teach outdoors until there's a victory. That's the beauty of this program is that a lot of people say, why don't you just start a freedom school? And we will. But the beauty of this program is that it was district-wide.
Right. Well, Roberto Rodriguez, I want to thank you very much for joining us today.
Thank you.
Roberto Rodriguez is an assistant professor at the University of Arizona, a member of the Mexican-American Studies Tucson Unified School District Community Advisory Board, the author of two books that are on the banned list, Justice, A Question of Race, as well as The X in La Raza. And we will link to his blog entry about this issue on our website, uprisingradio.org, later today.